You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Rohingya community believes the photography exhibit captures their people's resilience, showing their pride in the face of persecution. When asked to strike a pose for photographer Ali MC, one Rohingya woman showed her determination by crossing her arms and looking deep into the camera's lens.
For me, this photograph is really poignant because it shows the pride and the strength and resilience of Rohingya people, even young Rohingya people. There are a lot of kids that have been involved tragically in this genocide, but yet we shouldn't be giving up hope, and that the strength can be found within the Rohingya community themselves.
Describing himself as a writer, musician, photographer, and human rights professional, Ali took the photos at refugee camps and villages in Myanmar's Rakhine State, a year before conflicts in the region began to escalate in August 2017. More than 700,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar to refugee camps in Bangladesh since then. The photographer hoped he could connect with victims of the humanitarian crisis developing on Australia's doorstep.
They have retained their own sense of dignity despite these horrendous circumstances. So with my photography, I really wanted to connect with that strength and resilience and portray the Rohingya as equals as anyone around the world.
The series of photos show the Rohingya going about their everyday lives. In one photo, a father helps hold his son, who has polio, so he can look strongly into the camera. Others depict people showing identification cards. The mostly Muslim ethnic group has been denied citizenship in majority Buddhist Myanmar despite living in its western regions for centuries. Asan Al-Haq of the Rohingya Refugee Council of Australia says the photos capture the Rohingya's resilience.
It gives you that realization, I mean, where people are right now and where they fled from and the content in their faces. That just shows how resilient our race has become over the years of oppression.
Asan Al-Haq grew up in Rakhine State and sought asylum in Australia 9 years ago. He says recent hardships have brought the expat Rohingya community closer together.
We've gone through a lot of genocides and a lot of massacres in the past to realise that this shouldn't happen before again. And those who have been affected directly, they're actually probably even more upset and frustrated about this and even angry for that matter. As a result, you actually have this common cause right now and they all come together and we try to help.
The United Nations has strongly condemned reports of killings and sexual violence against the Rohingya. The Myanmar government denies the genocide accusation, saying the military campaigns targeted militant groups in the region, not civilian Rohingya. Australia is giving $51 million in aid to support relief efforts for the refugee crisis. Paul Power of the Refugee Council of Australia says Australia must continue to provide support and urge Myanmar to find an ongoing solution to the humanitarian crisis.
This is a group of people who are stateless in their own country, who are persecuted and marginalised, not only by the government, but unfortunately by much of the population of Myanmar. Much more needs to be done internationally to support this highly vulnerable group of refugees.
It's an awareness-raising campaign Ali MC and Australia's Rohingya are proud to support.
Australia has a really important role, both politically and socially, where we can stand up for the Rohingya people, we can actually deliver aid and better outcomes for the Rohingya, and we can also accept Rohingya refugees into our community to alleviate the pain and suffering, and we have a huge responsibility to do that.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.